Okay, so I have the day off, and I just took a nap, and I'm not sure why, but I had the filthiest dream during my nap, and I thought maybe I'd tell you about it, because hey, who doesn't like filthy dreams, right? So, if you've listened to my audios, none of this will come as a surprise, but, I had a dream that you and I went out and we were in a bar, nice bar, and it was really, you could feel the sexual tension. And you know, at first you're just sort of tracing the line of my skirt on my thigh. We're facing each other on bar stools. And then you're letting your inside hand, your hand, you know, closest to the bar, just inch, centimeter by centimeter, teasing me up the outside of my thigh. And of course this is a dream, so I said something like, you know, oh come on, is that it? That's all I get? And you said, well, you think you can handle more? And I mean, the bar is full of people, and I had some coy remark, and you had me stand up, and you put your hands on my waist, and I, you know, jumped to help you, and you lifted me up on the bar, and I had on a sort of a summery skirt, wasn't tight, so you put your hands on my knees and pushed them apart. I wasn't exposed. My dress fell between my knees, and you walked in between. You know, you came up so we're torso to torso, and I wrapped my legs around you. And I don't remember. It's a little fuzzy at this point, but you said something filthy, and you ripped my shirt open with a smile. I mean, it was aggressive, but it wasn't violent. And you pulled down my bra and just sucked up my nipple. And it's all these people around. And kind of as a joke, when the bartender made eye contact with you, you looked up and you're like, dude, is this cool? And the bartender yells to everybody, anybody got a problem with this? And people were like, no, and kind of like just went back to their drinks. So you're like, well, if nobody minds. You pulled my other breast out and started suckling that. And then it got kind of weird, but kind of wonderful. You asked the bartender if he would help. And he came over, and of course he's like some huge guy, right? And he says, lean back. So I'm leaning against him. I'm on the bar, sitting, facing you with my knees spread. And he basically tells the other guy, you know, to let me lean against him and to hold me up. So he puts one arm around my waist and the other one he wraps around my torso and starts playing with the opposite nipple. Like, he's gonna lick his left arm around my waist and his right arm around my chest, and he's playing with my left nipple. And you just smile at me. And you flip my skirt up to my waist. And you pull my panties off. And you inch the bar stool up and you sit down. And you just lick me and eat me out right there. And the bartender's just fondling me. And you're smiling. You're smiling the whole time. And it's so delicious. So, this is so good. But then people start to stare. And a number of people just come over and just stand and watch. And you stopped. You look at me and you said, "I have an idea." And you said something like, "I shouldn't be the only one to have fun. What do you think?" And I smiled and you said, "Pick one." like I can just point at some man and he's gonna drop to his knees for me, right? But it's a dream, so hey. So I did, and I pointed at this one guy, and he comes over and sits down on the stool and just starts licking and sucking me. And then you asked me if I wanted another, and this just kept going on and on. And then my alarm went off, of course. But oh, fuck, it was so hot. And of course, it's a dream, so, you know, there's no worry or concern about, you know, catching anything. And it just, fuck. God, that would be so amazing. That's a hell of a nap.